and just say, well, ain't nobody else going to be there. I'm not going to go. But the Lord says wherever there's two or three, and I count more than two or three.
Yes.
Amen.
Gathered
Amen.
In his name. We all come here not because, not to be seen, that's for sure.
That's right. Yeah.
Not because of the fancy clothes that we wear. Not because of money and power, but we come to worship God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And that's what God is judging us by. We may not have a great big building, beautiful building with cars outside that are Escalades, that are Lincolns, that are Lexuses, that are all those high quality
piles of junk.
But that's what we got. Toyotas. Fords. Chevy.
It's better if it's a reliable car. Believe me. Those are gas guzzlers, those are the ones.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
well,
amen.
We thank the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
We
amen.
Thank the Lord that they run in to get us here.
We don't need no rocket ship to get to church.
Amen. They run in to get us here. So, I just, you know, like I was saying, I had an opportunity this week. I always like opportunities to talk about the Word of God. And, today, I just want to, because of the testimonies that I heard this week, I just want to stay in Psalms and talk to you about God's protection. A familiar chapter in Psalms that we all learn as little kids is the 23rd Psalm. I want to talk to you today a little bit about the 23rd Psalm and how God, in the days of David as a little shepherd boy,
thank you, Jesus,
is still our protector.
Amen.
In this day of 2018.
Thank you, Jesus.
It reads, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That in itself should make us or comfort us enough to not have a care in the world. With all these crazy things going on around us, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd is a protector.
Yes.
When you see a flock of sheep, you might see one shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
There might be hundreds of sheep.
Yeah.
He might have a couple of dogs with him, mm-hmm, to help him.
Yeah.
And those are some good dogs. Sheep dogs are... if you ever seen, if you ever had an opportunity to see a sheepdog work,
mm-hmm,
they have exhibits sometimes where they have them and they show you what they can do and how they work. But I remember as a little kid, we used to live out in the country, and they'd be moving sheep from pasture to pasture, and they would come by a house. I mean, there'd probably be thousands of sheep. One shepherd. He had like five dogs. Those dogs were, they would surround them sheep. They would keep them moving in the right direction. If a sheep strayed from the flock, the dogs was on them, nipping at their heels. Get back in line.
Mm-hmm.
Just, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
He's our protector.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it says, I shall not want.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no reason for us to want for anything.
Mm-hmm.
It says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. When I think of green pastures, I think of good life.
Yeah, provision.
The shepherd always takes the sheep where they can get nourished.
All right.
Where they can get what they need.
Yes, amen.
You know, and a sheep, when they eat it right down to the nub, to the ground.
Okay.
Once they eat, it's gone.
All right.
You use sheep for weed control.
Okay.
So they eat it all. But you have to move them. You have to move them to green pastures.
Uh-huh.
So the Lord leads us to green pasture.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And you can't have food without water.
That's right.
He leads me beside the still waters. I love that because, you know, people think of water. Oh, you think of the ocean, the big waves, and you think of water cascading out of the mountains or falls and just running so fast you can't drink it. But then when the water gets into a place where it's smooth.
Yes.
The rocks have washed all the sediments out of it.
Amen.
It gets into a pool. You can come down and you can see your face in it when you look in it. Ain't no ripples. It ain't running so fast that you can't drink. He leads me beside the still waters. A place where you can rest and get relief.
Yes, a refresher.
He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Not just anybody, not Buddha.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Song Young Moon.
Jesus name.
For his name's sake.
Amen.
And what's his name?
Jesus.
Right then.
All
for
right.
For his name's sake.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Every day in life.
Yes.
We walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes. That's right.
We don't know when we wake up in the morning if we're going to get through the day.
That's right.
There used to be a saying, here today and gone tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
True. Now it's here today,
gone today.
Yeah.
That's right.
We never know when our time is going to come. But he leads us. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. Again, like I say, the shepherd boy. When David was a shepherd boy out protecting his father's sheep.
Amen.
He didn't have a Uzi.
All right.
He didn't have a machine gun. He had a rod and a staff.
All right.
A slingshot at the most.
That's right.
But the Lord was with him.
That makes a difference.
And with God on our side,
okay,
who can be against
us? Thank you, Jesus.
We have no reason to fear. Amen. He comforts us with the fact that he will take care of us. Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
All right.
Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He's so good to us, saints.
Amen.
That's why I want to live for him. That's why I believe in him. That's why I trust him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Because without him, we could do nothing.
All right.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I, for one, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's keep doing what the Lord says. He said, as the days get closer to my coming, there's going to be more and more people not wanting to come to church. But he says, the more over you see the day approaching, gather yourself together.
Yes.
Come to my house.
Amen.
Come together. Encourage each other.
Thank you, Jesus.
Testify to each other.
All right.
Sing songs. Rejoice with each other.
Amen.
Talk about my goodness. Stay in the church. Like I said, I just want to encourage each and every one of you to keep on keeping on. Keep on coming. The Lord is going to bless you. Whatever you have before the Lord. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Whatever there is,
yes,
give it to the Lord.
All right.
He knows what you need.
Amen.
He will give it to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is not a yes, Lord. By that I mean he's not going to just give you something because you asked.
Right.
He gives you what's good for you.
Yes. Yep. That's the difference.
And it's not on our time.
Amen.
It's on his time.
Yes.
Sometimes it seems like we be asking God for things for a long time. Years.
Right.
I remember the lady with the issue of blood. 12 long years.
Yes.
She suffered. No doubt she kept asking the Lord. Every time she thought about it or somebody seen it or the Lord came by where she was lived, she was there. Lord, can you heal me? It just wasn't her time. It wasn't right for her. If he would have healed her as soon as she asked, she might have been up, feeling good, going down to the drug den, wherever.
Uh-oh.
I'm healthy now. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, boy.
But the Lord knew the timing to heal her body. Because when he healed her, then she said, I'm going to give thanks to the Lord.
That's the difference, yeah.
And that's what we have to do. Wait on the Lord.
Yes.
But in your waiting, don't give up your hope and your faith.
Amen.
Yes.
Because the Lord don't say yes to everything right now. See, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for each and every one that's here. Let's stand. It don't take long. Amen. I thank the Lord.